to talk to you about what if at school your friend said to you, "Hey, I know that you're really good in English, so when we take this test today, I'll give you $5 if you'll let me copy off your answers on the test." What would you say? You would say no. Yes?
No, because what if you got the answers wrong and then that would cause them to get the answers wrong?
It's such a sweet sentiment. Why else should you say no? No is the right answer. Why else should you say no?
Because you don't want to fail or get the wrong answer or somebody else.
Very true. What else? What else is a reason to say no for cheating?
Because it's not very good and you can get caught.
You can get caught, you can get trouble, and cheating is wrong. It's just like telling a lie. You're passing off a test that you didn't learn anything on because you didn't do the answers. You copy from a friend, or you let a friend copy from your test. That means they're not learning anything, and cheating is just like lying. It's wrong.
Because if you own copy off of people, you won't know what to do.
Very true. You won't know what to do. And sometimes in school, you know, when you're young, you think, why do I need to learn English? Why do I need to learn math? Because when you get older, you're going to use those things in your job and in life.
Because sometimes you need to learn English for other languages when you go places.
Yeah, sometimes you need other languages as well. That's right. So sometimes God calls us to do what's right, even though other people might be telling us to do something wrong. You're going to have friends in school that tell you, "Hey, let's go do this," and you know that it's wrong. But you can have the courage, doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, you can have the courage to say, "No, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to do the wrong thing. I want to do the right thing." And maybe you can help some of your friends that are on the wrong path. Maybe you can help them to join you in doing what is right. Because you are young enough, God has given you a voice, and you can use your voice for the good things, the right things.
And, like, whenever there's people, like, bad at school, I would always go up to them and say, "Hey, let's not do that. You can get in big trouble."
Okay, that's using your voice for a good reason. Having the courage to speak up, to do what's right. Because you're going to be tested in school. And you know what? Even grown-ups are tempted. Other grown-ups might come to them and say, "Hey, let's do this business deal, quote, under the table." That means in cash, don't pay taxes on it, all this kind of stuff. And it's wrong. But even as a grown-up, you're going to be tempted by other people to do the wrong thing. And you can use your voice to say, "Look, I want to do what's right." And God is pleased when we do what is right. God wants us to do the right thing. Then nobody gets in trouble. People don't get hurt. And it's a good thing. So let us pray. God, please help us to use our voices to speak up, to do what is right. Help us, God. Give us the strength and the courage to do that every day. Amen.